Good morning and welcome in, everybody. Today we're going to take a look at a passage of Scripture, but before we do that, I wanted to tell you a little story. You know, as I have said for 20 years, divorce is forbidden to anybody who professes Christianity as their faith. And some people will try to justify divorce by claiming their husband or their wife committed adultery or other various sins. As a Christian, one expects God to forgive them for the sins that they commit. But some of them refuse to forgive their own spouse of the wrongs that they commit. Jesus suffered for their sins on the cross, yet they won't suffer when a spouse sins against them. They even partake of Holy Communion to wash away their sins, but they won't reconcile with other people. Those who do such things partake in Holy Communion unto damnation. People who are unforgiving like this will not be forgiven by God at the judgment. It has always amazed me, of all the numerous false Christians in the world, who try to justify divorce by going to Mosaic law. But Christians are not under Mosaic law, nor can they be justified by it. We are under Christ's law in the New Testament. Everything before the cross of Christ has been abolished. Christianity is not Judaism, and Judaism is not Christianity. Christians are called to charity, which is far greater than any law that exists. People who judge their spouse and divorce them for any reason reject the law of mercy in Christ. They also reject his commands to abide in your marriage for better or for worse. I beseech you, please don't marry anybody unless you plan to grow old with them. James 2:13 says, "For he shall have judgment without mercy that hath showed no mercy, and mercy rejoiceth against judgment." Matthew 6:14 says, "For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you will forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Some women who were once abiding in a conservative Christian lifestyle will get divorced and cast off their faith in Christ. What they do is they willfully abandon the command of Christ not to depart from their husband. Many false Christian bodies advocate these wicked deeds, but that is because they are led by false prophets. Those are the facts. Those who reject the commandments of Christ are a liar, and they don't have eternal life abiding in them. Some of these rebellious women will even get involved with another man, choosing to become the mistress of Satan. As the apostle warned, they will be damned for this behavior. And if I said anything different, I'd be a liar like unto them. 1 Timothy 5:12 says, "Having damnation, because they have cast off their first faith, and withal they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers also, and busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will, therefore, that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan." Satan wants to lead a woman away from Christ through his lascivious and promiscuous behavior. He leads them into fornication and adultery. And these women are duped because of their own foolishness. You young women, take a good look at others around you who have divorced their own spouse. Take note of them as somebody that you never want to be like. I guarantee that you never want to inherit the shame that they're going to receive for their own wickedness. You know, when we look in the dictionary, a mistress is defined as a woman who has sexual relationships with somebody she's not married to. She basically is committing fornication with somebody else other than her spouse. And when a woman who claims Christianity divorces her lifelong husband and gets involved sexually with another man, she defiles herself and she becomes an adulterer. If she actually marries them, she abides in a permanent state of adultery. Whatever the reason that she left her own husband in the first place, she commits the same sins herself, making herself equal to the one whom she divorced. Because she condemns her spouse, she herself will find herself condemned by God. Luke 6:37 says, "Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven." 1 Corinthians 7:10 says, "And unto the married I command, yet not I, but the Lord. Let not the wife depart from her husband, But and if she depart, let her remain unmarried or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. Once again, everything before the cross has been abolished, and many people will quickly justify divorce by going to the Old Testament. In the New Testament, Christianity teaches that the married are not supposed to separate at all or for any reason, and there's no loophole provided for this kind of wickedness. All it proves is that you cannot abide in charity towards your spouse out of obedience to Christ. Any fool can sign a divorce paper, but it takes long suffering and love for Christ to abide in your marriage. You know, I tend to talk a lot about women, but married men are just as responsible to never divorce your wife. Again, there's no special loophole in the New Testament provided for this behavior. Divorce in the Old Testament was permitted because of the hardness of people's hearts. See, they didn't know what love was. He says, we are not under the law, but under grace. You can't run to the Old Testament law anymore to justify your own wickedness. If people choose to continue living with hard hearts, refusing to abide in their marriages, they will be damned. Romans 2:5 says, but after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasurest up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. Are you suffering in your marriage? Well, get used to it, because sometimes the hardest things that you'll have to endure comes from your own spouse. Whether a believer or an unbeliever, a man is the head of the household, and a Christian woman needs to obey them in everything. I've known both men and women alike who were serving God for many years, but they decided to divorce their spouse. They were once living in a very conservative manner, but after divorce, they completely reverted to the way that they used to live before they even became a Christian. 2 Peter 2:21 says, for it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. Now, if you were to come home from work and your wife starts throwing dishes at you or breaking the windows, just going off, you know, like that, and she's screaming that she wants a divorce, you must explain to her that if she leaves, she'll be in rebellion against the commands of Christ. You must advise her not to do it. But if she chooses that path anyway, the sin is on her, not you. In complete hatred and rebellion, some women will even try to take the children away from the man, turning them away from their own dad. God calls children to honor their parents, but these wicked women will turn his own seed away from him, lying to the children and falsely accusing their own spouse. But if this happens, we're not supposed to resist evil, even when it comes from your own wife. Remember that God gave some people over to a reprobate mind. And that's what happens, you see. And he allowed them to do evil things. We are called to do the same. Because of the wicked times that we live in and the huge heresy of women having authority over men, many earthly courtrooms will immediately grant children to a woman, which goes completely against God's divine authority in Holy Scripture. There is nothing spiritual in those decisions at all. It's like taking the army away from a 4-star general and then awarding them to the cook. It completely usurps the authority of man in a household, and it also usurps the Apostle Paul. This is one reason why we don't go to court with others. Instead, we cry out mightily to God to avenge us, and I guarantee you, God is not mocked. He will avenge you for the wicked things that people have done to you. Many times when a woman decides to betray you, she'll premeditate her departure. And at that point, she is overtaken by the spirit of the devil, just as Judas was. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, they may claim you're suddenly abusive or cruel, trying to justify their own rejection of the commands of Christ. There is zero justification for divorce in the New Testament. Zero. It is direct disobedience to the teachings of God in the New Testament. But if she chooses to take that path, then let her go. That's what Scripture teaches. Let her go, because we're called to peace. Her shame and her disobedience to the gospel will come upon her soon enough. God is not mocked, and he will avenge that behavior. Once they divorce you, you're free to be married to somebody else, but it It really is. It's far better to remain a bachelor, if you can do it. Remember that if you marry another person, they might eventually do the same thing to you later down the road. 1 Corinthians 7:15 says, "But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God hath called us to peace." Remember that the unbelieving, they're going to be damned. An unbeliever is anyone who doesn't believe the gospel enough to submit to it. Revelation 21:8 says, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and adulterers and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone," which is the second death. You know, divorce was permitted in Judaism, but it is forbidden in Christianity. When they get involved with divorce, charity, it no longer exists. But rather than being servants of the Lord, they choose to become the devil's handmaidens. So let's think about these things for right now. We can be found on your web browser by searching TLKJBC, where you can find our diaries distributed through various platforms. We're not associated nor affiliated with any other religious groups, and you can get our entire podcast feeds directly along with transcripts at TLKJBC.com. Or I suppose you could probably find us somewhere up here in the great northern Minnesota woods. Peace to you all. And Lord willing, we'll talk with you some more tomorrow. Till then, bye-bye, everybody.